December 19, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. What to concentrate on? I came not to send peace, but a sword, Matthew 10:34. Never be sympathetic with the soul whose case makes you come to the conclusion that God is hard. God is more tender than we can conceive, and every now and again he gives us the chance of being the rugged one, that he may be the tender one. If a man cannot get through to God, it is because there is a secret thing he does not intend to give up. I will admit I have done wrong, but I no more intend to give up that thing than fly. It is impossible to deal sympathetically with a case like that. We have to get right deep down to the root until there is antagonism and resentment against the message. People want the blessing of God, but they will not stand the thing that goes straight to the quick. If God has had his way with you, your message as his servant is merciless. Insistence on the one line, cut down to the very root. Otherwise, there will be no healing. Drive home the message until there is no possible refuge from its application. Begin to get at people where they are until you get them to realize what they lack, and then erect the standard of Jesus Christ for their lives. Quote, we can never be that. Then drive it home. Quote, Jesus Christ says you must. End quote. But how can we be, we say. You cannot unless you have a new spirit. Luke 11:13. There must be a sense of need before your message is of any use. Thousands of people are happy without God in this world. If I was happy and moral till Jesus came, why did he come? Because that kind of happiness and peace is on a wrong level. Jesus Christ came to send a sword through every piece that is not based on a personal relationship to himself. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is true that God will not allow us to be intimate with him, nor will he be intimate with us, if once he has revealed something that needs to be abandoned, that we refuse to give it up. We have to reach the point where we agree with God that what is sin, about what is sin, and then we have to agree with God that we will forsake it and walk in his way instead of our own selfish way. And when you have a sickness or a wound, there's no healing until you cut away the infected and diseased and damaged tissue. So if we're going to become healthy in Jesus and whole in Jesus, we must be willing to allow the surgical knife of the Lord himself to cut away that which is diseased and infected, so that wholeness and health can come forth. And obviously, as Oswald says, we cannot achieve these things on our own. We cannot unless we have the new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ, and we allow his spirit to actually empower us to forsake the things which would become us and God.